This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The three House panels leading the impeachment probe into U.S. President Donald Trump want his top White House aide to testify this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In a letter to acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, the three committee chairs say they believe he has firsthand knowledge of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and are asking him to appear Friday for a closed-door interview. Last month, during a televised news conference, Mulvaney appeared to acknowledge that the president held up military aid to Ukraine, at least in part for political reasons.
That's it. That's why we held up the money.
Mulvaney later denied saying it. It's unclear if he'll show up Friday, since the president's told administration members not to cooperate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday she was saddened by some people being wounded in anti-government protests at the weekend. That's after 5 months of sometimes violent unrest in the Chinese-ruled city. There have been many injuries in the protests, but no deaths. Hospital authorities said on Tuesday that a 22-year-old student at a Hong Kong university who fell during protests at the weekend was in critical condition. The Hong Kong leader claims the support of President Xi.
During a very short meeting with President Xi Jinping, he expressed care and concern about Hong Kong, especially given the social disturbances that we have seen in the last 5 months. And he expressed support for the various actions taken by the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government.
A man knifed at least two people on Sunday and bit off part of a politician's ear before being beaten by protesters. A 48-year-old suspect has been charged for wounding. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.